This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State government workers will earn a higher minimum wage of $15 an hour starting in July. Governor Polis signed an agreement with the union that represents more than 30,000 workers. It also expands paid family leave and keeps health care premiums from going up. COVID hospitalizations in Colorado are at the highest level since last December, CPR's John Daly reports.
The state is recording 1,526 coronavirus hospitalizations. It's poised in the coming weeks to exceed the pandemic high of 1,847 from last year's big wave. Scott Bookman is helping lead the state's pandemic response.
On our current trajectory, we still do seem to be heading very much in that direction.
Bookman says the state is working to add 500 additional hospital beds and the staff to treat more patients. He's encouraging people to work from home if they can, to limit contacts outside your family and wear masks, especially in crowded indoor spaces. 4 out of 5 COVID-19 patients is unvaccinated. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is joining that multi-state investigation into potential misconduct by Facebook. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says internal documents show Facebook was aware that using Instagram increased unhealthy thoughts and behaviors in minors, even as it pursued young audiences. Weiser wants to see more federal oversight of social media companies. 53 in Denver, it is 48 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.